We're having fun here, no?
You bet your ass we are. It's Deep Night Ticket at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
It's a ticket takeover at Fan and Tree Farm next Wednesday with Normandy, The Hang Zone, and The Hardline broadcasting live from Fan and Tree Farm. Kicking off Fan and's huge tax-free weekend tree sale, where all trees are tax-free all weekend long, including Monday. That's next Wednesday, live from Fan and Tree Farm, located on Highway 121 between Custer and Independence in Frisco.
About that.
Yeah. 842. We're live at the Woodford Reserve Musers Compound.
So I got one for you.
Okay.
So you guys were talking finances.
Ball for the banana in the tailpipe.
And I just wondered, have you guys ever discussed, like, what would happen if you did, in fact, get hit by a truck? How solidly a handle on things the missus might be in terms of knowing where everything is.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's the one thing.
Oh, I thought
her.
You were asking which ambulance chaser we would call.
No, and of course you want to have clean underwear and all that stuff if you get hit by a truck.
But, so you're
but,
dead.
No, it's
but you're dead. And I kind of thought about the Michael Keaton movie where he tapes a series of messages for his wife and his kid on how to handle things. Like, then he
the one where he's dying?
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought I would try to walk her through where the bodies are buried, so that she knows that the Giannis rookie cards are in the top drawer, and
don't
just
throw them away.
Yeah. Well, just there's a lot of matters in life, and I found out a couple days ago as we were on the air, my wife had been living in the house for 10 years. And by the way, she's awesome, and she puts up with me.
Let me pre-say this.
She's the number one ranked woman in my life by a mile. But I will also say that she's lived in this house for a decade, and she doesn't know how to turn on the TV on the patio without calling me 10 years later. And I just
so what now?
So I thought if she doesn't know how to turn on the TV that she actually uses on the patio, odds are not great that she knows all the accounts and the various things that she might need to live and to make sure the kids finish college and things.
Dude,
like
it's
that.
It's the other way around for me. Yeah. I think she purposely does and puts things in places where I can't find them, so I will have to continuously ask where they are. So it's if she gets hit by the truck, I'm screwed.
Is yeah. that what you get a guy for? Could be a lady, I suppose.
You hire a guy who walks her through everything?
My dad has given me a document with steps, and the first one is to call his guy. Like, he's got
like Mike the cleaner or something?
Executor. Yeah, I guess. He's his finance guy, and he does his
I guess
that stuff, and he's just call him, and he'll have everything sorted out for you.
Like, it sounds like I'm describing a will.
Yeah, a will.
But we did a will, 10 years ago, and there's a ton of stuff that doesn't get updated regularly there. That's too crazy to think about updating that all the time, right?
Yeah. Do a trust. Put everything in a trust and have the lawyer know that if one passes, the other one gets everything in the trust.
Yeah, but you're still talking about, like, where to find it if
yeah.
to pay this bill, where to find I don't know, something that like, set aside. Yeah. Or,
like, how about something as silly as all the logons for all the various bills and accounts?
How to turn the TV on.
It's a process.
How to open the dishwasher, how to actually take the trash out when the TV is overflowing there, so you would think you would just kind of take the bag out. There are more bags in the sink, so you could just...
Today, like, leaving the house, and I look over at the recycling bin, and it's just...
What is it with that?
It's...
Why do they try to defy physics?
I know. It's unbelievable, dude.
And I get the sense, like, are you guys kids all half-bottle drinkers? Is that normal now?
Like the water bottles?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's everywhere.
The kid they thing. Just leave yeah. half, yeah.
They
half
leave them
of
everywhere.
Like, yeah. Kristen's sisters, who are early 20s, were in town. Last weekend, I mean, I buy a 90-pack of bottled water, and it's gone in 2 days. There's three of them. And all I find are three-quarter bottles of water, and I take them, and I pour them into a cup, or I pour them into a gallon. Like, I don't know when that started.
I thought that generation was all worried about the planet and stuff.
Posers.
They're seriously. Yeah. They've never used the water that comes out of the refrigerator with like the filter and the purifier and just fill the bottle again
for these water. Are yeah. everywhere. These Gatorades, not this size, and they're always
half. Yeah.
And you let them get away with it?
We yell at them every time.
Wake them up and waterboard them with that Gatorade.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Dude, it's amazing. They cannot drink water from a free source. They have to go get something out of the...
Not even the fridge door? That's not even good enough?
only if you have brand new bottles there, and then you go to wherever they're camped out, and they got seven halves, because they got to start a new one every time they want to drink.
The best I do passive-aggressively, because my wife will have, at any given time, between 3 and 5 drinks around the house, and so I'll passive-aggressively cluster them all together on the counter in the kitchen.
Ooh, maybe a suicide. Let's mix these. Let's do some fun with your waste.
Now, my kids will drink water, like regular tap water.
They will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Will they teach mine how?
But, dude, just with these freaking Gatorade bottles, just leave them everywhere. Half gone.
And then the best thing is you've picked up your room, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Then you go in there and there's 13 Gatorade bottles. Well, except for those.
Right, yeah. Goldfish all over the floor.
Uncrustables.
Does your daughter clean up? Like, you like, clean up, everybody clean up.
I have a little song for it.
Yeah.
Maybe because we're tidy, but that's like her number one favorite thing to do every day is to clean up everything. She'll grab a wet wipe and start cleaning the floor. The wheels of the stroller.
Yeah.
She picks up anything that's, she likes putting stuff away.
It's almost like it's instinctual.
She cleans your clubs.
She cleans my clubs.
She was born to clean.
They're perfect. I clean to the grooves again.
But if
she takes the tea to get right in between.
If women have the innate ability to clean, they definitely don't have the innate ability to break down a cardboard box.
No.
Yeah,
no.
My wife does that really well.
Does she really?
Yeah. Really well.
That's impressive.
Wow.
I've never seen that.
Come over.
I don't think I have either.
What if we were to sort of take these cardboard drink containers and flatten them?
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me. We would be able to fit more.
Stay with me.
We could do it a bunch of times. Even,
whatever,
with
Jake.
Other boxes.
Look at the bank account.
Yeah, just flatten them out.
She started scrolling when he said, "Stay with me."
Right.
Stay with me.
But I'd have to move the half-eaten sandwich out of the way of the recycling bin and put those boxes in there. Like, that's not recyclable. You can't.
Women,
put a
am I right, guys?
Yeah.
We're just bros sitting around bitching about bitches.
Yeah, man. Can't live with them. Love boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, a rim shot.
Bruh.
That's probably break time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should take like a 30-minute break.
Just to gear up.
A hiatus?
To gear up for the run. The run.
Yeah.
The run to 5:30.
So we'll be back at 9:20-ish.
Is somebody trying to go to 5:30?
No.
Tomorrow.
Oh. That's tomorrow night.
Oh,
tomorrow
night.
But yeah,
are you doing coast to coast?
Tomorrow night at sunset. Tonight?
Okay. And then maybe Rant Revival after coast to coast.
Yeah. Are you teaching us the apples now?
Yes, I'm having a class on apples.
Core out the top first.
All right, guys, here we go. So Green or red, doesn't matter.
Use your wrist.
Check back at 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30-minute respite. We'll be back at 9:30 for a deep night ticket led by Dave Lane.
Nuh-uh.
That's next.